Owners of a 35-mile heliport now have permission for unlimited year-round operations. The Haines Planning Commission Thursday approved a conditional use permit with the requirement that it come back for review in 3 years. In February, planners voted to allow heliskiing at the 35-mile heliport. But that permit only applies to about 3 months out of the year. Property owners Sean Brownell and Mike Wilson say they want to use the helipad for charters and refueling outside of that time limit. They had a use-by-right that's restricted to 10 non-heliskiing landings per year, based on the helipad's historical use. Brownell says they've used 4 of those landings in the last month to fly a TV crew around and accommodate refueling for Constantine Mineral Resources helicopters.
You know, conditional use permit will just get us away from the being bound to 10 landings, and we can just operate like a normal business, and we can say yes to somebody that wants to come there and refuel. And I think we all also know that if we ever wanted to do anything more than just a charter business or refueling helicopters or having the ability to say yes to somebody who wants to land there, we would have to apply for a tour permit.
But some planning commissioners asked, where's the line between charters and tours? And Chair Rob Goldberg pointed to 6 letters from Upper Valley residents. All of them are opposed to allowing year-round unlimited use at the 35-mile location.
This isn't something that has no impact. It's impacting residents who don't want to hear the noise, and it's certainly impacting wildlife.
Brownell said that permitting the heliport might actually mean a reduced impact on residents. He said that's because he would move his helicopter operations away from 33 Mile to the more isolated 35 Mile location.
We're not asking to like increase helicopter traffic. We're just asking to be able to facilitate whatever activity, whatever helicopter business is going on out in the valley.
The commissioners agreed that 35 Mile does appear to be a safer, more suitable heliport location, but opening use there won't close use at 33 Mile. Here's Commissioner Heather Lundy.
As much as I would like to just get rid of all the other heliports and make this the one, we can't do that.
Lundy said she was concerned that the commission wasn't listening to citizens' protest about the proliferation of heliports in the Haines area. She said it seems like businesses are given more consideration than residents.
And I think our residents are starting to get upset about it. And you're seeing it in all kinds of uprisings on decisions that are being made.
Even though some of the commissioners were hesitant about the fact that charters could turn into some type of tour business, most were persuaded with the argument that allowing 35-mile use wouldn't increase traffic. Commissioner Rob Miller said it could improve things by decreasing landings at 33 Mile.
I don't see that we're opening up a can of worms that already isn't open.
Commissioner Donnie Turner pointed out that 33 Mile is allowed unlimited use already. That right was grandfathered in because the heliport was in use before new restrictions were put into place.
You know, the helicopter traffic that is in the valley is already in the valley. They can already charter, you know, so the fear that we're opening something up that's not already existing is not a very valid argument to me.
Goldberg asked if the commission should put some conditions on the permit to give weight to the resident concerns. The group voted 4-3 to impose a 3-year review for the permit. Then, in a vote of 6-1, the commission approved the year-round conditional use permit for the 35-mile heliport. Lundy was the only vote in opposition. Goldberg said in 3 years, when the permit comes back to the commission, they'll get to hear from residents about whether it's improved their situation or not. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.